Come away, come away. And seizing her husband by the wrist with the frenzy of madness, she pulled him from the room. That night she was in a raging fever. The doctor of the district attended her at once, and special aid was telegraphed for to London. Geoffrey was in despair. In his anguish at the danger of his young wife, almost forgot his own crime and its consequences. In the evening the doctor had to leave to attend to others, but he left Geoffrey in charge of his wife. His last words were, "Remember, you must humour her till I come in the morning, or till some other doctor has her case in hand. What you have to dread is another attack of emotion. See that she is kept warm. Nothing more can be done." Late in the evening, when the rest of the household had retired, Geoffrey's wife got up from her bed and called to her husband. "Come," she said, "come to the old hall. I know where the gold comes from. I want to see it grow." Geoffrey would fain have stopped her, but he feared for life or reason on the one hand, and lest in a paroxysm she should shriek out her terrible suspicion, and seeing that it was useless to try to prevent her, wrapped a warm rug around her and went with her to the old hall. When they entered, she turned and shut the door and locked it. "We want no strangers amongst us three tonight," she whispered with a wan smile. "We three? Nay, we are but two," said Geoffrey with a shudder. He feared to say more. "Sit here," said his wife as she put out the light. "Sit here by the hearth and watch the gold growing. The silver moonlight is jealous. See, it steals along the floor towards the gold. Ah, gold!" Geoffrey looked with growing horror, and saw that during the hours that had passed the golden hair had protruded further through the broken hearthstone. He tried to hide it by placing his feet over the broken place, and his wife, drawing her chair beside him, leant over and laid her head on his shoulder. "Now, do not stir, dear," she said. "Let us sit still and watch. We shall find the secret of the growing gold." He passed his arm round her and sat silent, and as the moonlight stole along the floor, she sank to sleep. He feared to wake her, and so sat silent and miserable as the hours stole away. Before his horror-struck eyes, the golden hair from the broken stone grew and grew, and as it increased, so his heart got colder and colder, till at last he had not power to stir, and sat with eyes...